Summer, it expects numbers to go quite a bit higher. More than 2.8 million people flew on Friday and on Sunday. The agency says expect airports to be busy already.
ABC's Alex Stone, the Dolly, the cargo ship that rammed the Key Bridge, was towed today to Baltimore's Marine Terminal. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One man has died and another man injured after a vehicle struck a tree early Thursday morning. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's deputies, officers responded to a crash at 4:32 a.m. Police officials say the vehicle was traveling north on State Highway 71, approaching the roundabout at Highway 16. The vehicle continued northbound through the roundabout, left the roadway on the west side of the road, and traveled northbound into the ditch. The vehicle then re-entered the road on Hardwood Road just north of State Highway 16 and 71's roundabout. The vehicle left the road and struck a tree head-on. The 56-year-old passenger, Greg Weibel of Norwalk, was transported by ambulance to the hospital where he later died. The driver of the vehicle sustained injuries from the crash but declined medical attention. The crash remains under investigation by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, straight-line wind gusts, even a few tornadoes possible later today into tonight. Be weather aware today. Storms could develop quickly, and they could be dangerous. High near 76. Storms will end late tonight. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, or play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
99.7.
We hope that you are having a great Tuesday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, at least we made it through our Monday, and, you know, it's a little bit of rinse and repeat with this weather. Oh, Mother Nature. Here's the police.
Oh, 80s, 90s, and more.
Tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
Robert Palmer, there is Simply Irresistible. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 8 now on a very rainy, thundery, lightning kind of morning, Finn. It's starting to slow down a little bit out here at Goose Poop Pond, and the biggest rumbles of thunder have officially ended, so maybe that will be it for just at least a little while.
A little reprieve, sure.
A little bit. Maybe until this afternoon. At any rate, we'll talk about your forecast in just a moment. Now, we all know that there are a bunch of sayings, mantras, and advice that people like to repeat over and over, even though we know that most of the words ring a bit hollow, right? Maybe they do work for some people, who knows, but BuzzFeed has collected a list of common pieces of advice and sayings that we should stop following because they're outdated and we just kind of know better, right? So here's what they've got so far as their top eight. Number one on the list is don't go to bed angry. Everybody always tells you that when you first get married, right? Like don't go to bed angry, work it all out. And the idea is that it can be better than arguing when you're tired and irritable, and maybe things will seem different in the morning. Who really knows? But I know we've gone to bed not happy with one another and woke up the next day to work out our differences. And we just celebrated 21 years. I think we're doing okay.
I think the key there is what you said is, you know, if you're tired and irritable, yeah, then probably don't get into, don't make it worse. Don't poke the bear. Take a breather. But
exactly.
You know, and who likes to go to bed angry? I mean, come on.
Nobody really does, but sometimes it just warrants it, right? Because some things happen late at night. Sometimes you are tired. Sometimes you are crabby. Sometimes one of you feels like working through something and the other one doesn't. And you just got to kind of go with the flow every now and then, right? Who said this marriage stuff was easy? I mean, or being in any sort of relationship. It all takes a lot of work. And sometimes it's a little chaotic and crazy and tiresome, but you know, we continue to do it. So I guess that's the good news, right? Or at least some of us do. I mean, others just kind of give up along the way. Speaking of never give up is the number two motto over on BuzzFeed. Sometimes if something isn't working, people who responded to this particular online poll say you just need to know when to let it go. And I think that's true as well, because there are certain things you can do and you can try over and over. And if it's just not happening, it's just not going to happen, right? I mean, sometimes you just have to know when to let things be a little bit. I mean, didn't Kenny Rogers sing about that in The Gambler or something? You gotta know when to fold.
You gotta
them.
Know. Yep, exactly.
I think Kenny was living the dream for most of us, right? And giving us some sound advice, whether we knew it or not. Number three on the list is when there's a bully, just ignore them. Yeah, most bullies aren't going to stop bullying just because you're not paying attention to them. Sometimes the situation needs to be addressed and you need to find some help to address it. So that's not always the best advice, especially if that's what you're giving to your kids, right? As they go to school. I mean, you might want to try that at first, but if it doesn't work, it's probably not the thing that should be done over and over and over again.
Right.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. Number four on the list, don't be afraid to do what you love and the money will follow. Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, this can be true for some people, yes, but it can also get you in a whole lot of trouble. It's possible to make money doing something that you're passionate about, but you're still going to have to figure out the how part of it, right? And for most people, it's not just going to happen magically on its own. Now, just talk to my husband. He's been at the storm chasing thing as a part-time business that we've tried to take full-time multiple times. Funny, though, when there's no weather, nobody wants your video. So, you know, I mean, these are lessons in life. But, if you're able to do what you love and you're able to figure out how to monetize off of that and support yourself, kudos to you. More power to you. Give the rest of us some lessons because we're all still trying to figure it out.
Well, and sometimes even if we're not making any money off of it, I'm looking at everybody else out there in theater and the arts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. You do it anyway.
So. You do, because it's a passion and you love doing it. So, yeah, I totally understand. Now, tough it out is another one that comes in at number five. Not always. Toughing it out is not always the best case scenario. Sometimes you got to talk about it. Sometimes you got to take breaks. Sometimes you have to do a little thinking. Take care of yourself and then keep going, or you're going to end up running yourself into the ground, is essentially what's going to happen. Now, I love, though, that some of these mantras that we used to say way back in the day are not as important now as they used to be, simply because I think we do have more focus on the mental health side of things, taking better care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, at one point in time, look at your parents, look at your grandparents, depending on your age. Tough it out was the way that you did things. And now we're kind of like, no, we need to really just step back and give ourselves some space on this one, and a little leniency and a little grace every now and then, too.
You know, and the other thing is, too, Maddie, is that there used to be such a stigma with mental health way back in the day, you know, and you could never say, oh, I went to go see a therapist, or I went to go see, you know, now it's just, you know, we're just taking care of our mental health as much as we're taking care of our physical health. So
Exactly.
different generations back then.
And what they're also finding is that there's a really huge link between your mental health and your physical health. And when your mental health is depleting, or it is, you know, you're having issues there, then your physical health takes a hit as well. So it's important to take care of all of it. It all goes hand in hand.
Sometimes you don't want to tough it out. Sometimes you've had enough, you know,
you just want to. Sometimes you need help. Yes, absolutely. Speaking along those lines, forgive and forget is another one. Now, someone on this particular thread said it should be forgive, but don't forget, because 9 out of 10 times people's poor behavior is part of the pattern. It's kind of that, it's going back to mantras, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me kind of thing. And I agree with that. I think, you know, speaking of your mental health, you have to, in some cases, forgive, right? Because it's harder to hold that grudge sometimes. But in other cases, once you forgive, you're never going to forget some of that stuff. You're just not going to do it. But you should learn from it. You should grow from it, and you should use it to become a better person and the type of person you want to become, and maybe never want to, you know, even dip the toe in the pool of what's been done to you, kind of thing. So,
and if it's something major, it's really difficult to forget sometimes, right?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Treat people how you want to be treated. Yeah. Okay. Someone on this particular thread said that you'll be taken advantage of. Instead, I treat people the way they treat me. Now, here's what my mama taught me growing up. I don't have to be friends with everybody, right? That's what she always told me. But you will at least be nice to people. And so, but your nice button and your you know, how far you push that, it also has a limit. And so even when I was in school or when I've been at different jobs, I always made sure that I was pleasant to everybody around me. But I didn't have to become maybe the person that was bothering me or I didn't get along with. I don't have to be their best friend, but I did try to at least be nice to them. If they wouldn't reciprocate, I still at least would say hi to them, give them a smile, and that was the end of my day. I didn't go out of my way to, you know, have conversations or anything with them, because sometimes in life, you just don't get along with everybody. Some people want to be bad people. Some people don't want to change. Some people are just miserable and they want to drag everybody down with them. I totally understand that. But that was what my mama always taught me, and that's taken me a long way in life, is at least giving them a smile, a little nod, a hi, and that, you know, at least I tried. I don't have to do any more than that, but at least I tried.
I mean, you can still be polite. You can be civil to people, but you don't have to be their best friend. Actually, I think that's part of what's wrong with, you know, society these days, is because of social media and being on your phone all the time or whatever, we've forgotten basically how to be polite to each other. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of goes in line for me with the forgive and forget thing, because treating people how you would like to be treated and forgive and forget, you can do some of those things, but you also don't want to be a doormat, right? You don't want, you know, to be, you know, people to take complete advantage of you just because you're being nice or you've forgiven and forgotten. You don't want to be a doormat.
It's
have
a fine
them...
line that you have to walk. It's I mean, you don't need to be everybody's bestie. That's cool. You don't need to be everybody's bestie, but you know, just trying to be the more civil of the person, depending on how the relationship is going and how that other person is, I think is important. But yeah, I totally agree. You don't need to be walked all over. You still need to take care of yourself, and you still still need to do what's best for you. But at the same time, hopefully you can be a better person than the other one, the person on the other end who isn't reciprocating quite as well. And my mom always told me all that does is makes them look worse. You know, that was always kind of what she told me in grade school. Now, of course, it's been a long time since I've been in school, and the issues with bullying and all of that were not as prominent as they are now, you know, but at the same time, that was always kind of the advice I went through with life. And some people it works, some people it doesn't. You know, you just got to figure out where that person lies. And some people just have a lot going on. They don't know how to express it. Some people just want to be miserable. And I've run into those folks in life as well. Yeah. Now, the last one on this list is trust your gut. Now, the spirit of this one, I get it. It's supposed to be a little empowering, right? For people with anxiety and other issues, their gut may be working against more compelling data and support systems. I think of my Dexter in this particular case. If he had to trust his gut, he would never leave the house.
Okay.
And I don't say that lightly, but that's where his anxiety is, right? Like, he would literally never leave the house if he just trusted his gut on most things, because his gut would tell him, I'm going to stay right here. It's easier to be right here than to deal with my anxieties and my compulsions out in the rest of the world. So he would actually never leave the house. So there's some circumstances where you just get a bad vibe right off the start, right? Like, I'm one of those people. I watch a situation. I'm very much a people watcher. I'm very much a circumstances watcher. I'm very much a body language watcher. And some people you can just... In circumstances, you can just tell right off the bat, right? Like, there's something weird here, or I'm not feeling right about this one. And then what I usually do is give it a couple more opportunities, depending on the situation. And then I kind of go from there based on my judgment and what I want to do. Dexter, on the other hand, he can do all of the same things that I can. He's very uncanny like that. We're both very empathetic people. However, his gut would tell him, let's just shut it down right now, even if it's the best of situations. So that one, you got to maybe reach beyond your comfort zone just a titch. Like, I don't want anybody to do something that makes them way uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody's got to deal with their own things. But at the same time, sometimes going with your gut is not always the best solution.
That's a tough one, because with Dexter and with our son Phoenix, I totally understand the anxieties where you have those anxieties and it stops you from doing something that you could possibly do. On the other hand, I always trust my intuition. Always. I actually kind of pride myself on my intuition. So if I get a bad vibe off of something, it's not going to happen. It just isn't. So, I do push myself sometimes. I do go outside of my own comfort zone, but not that often. Not really that often.
That's why I have to gauge a situation. You know, like I said, I give it once and maybe twice. And sometimes if I'm still getting like, okay, this feels a little bit better than it did last time, maybe I'll give it a third try. Most things, though, I've never given more than a third try, whether that's relationships, whether that's, you know, a situation, a group that I belong to, or whatever it may be. I mean, I have to really gauge it. And I'm very much, I'm an interesting person. And my friends always laugh at me because I'm the most introverted extrovert you're ever going to meet, because I don't mind being out in groups. I like smaller groups. You get me in a room of like 100 or something and I'm done, because that's just too much. That's too chaotic at one point. And I think it's too much input for me, because I am constantly trying to read rooms and watch people's body language and kind of interpret what's happening in the room. So when you get too many people, it's like it's almost too much input for me, right? Because then I get overwhelmed, because then I'm trying to take it all in and it's just too much to take in.
It's overwhelming, yeah.
It is, very much so. So my friends will laugh at me, though, because I have no problem talking to you if I'm in a large group. I have no problem going out of my way to say hello and to be part of a conversation. But I'm also okay to be like back in the corner just observing everything going on. And I am probably most comfortable there, especially until I get a feel for the people and the circumstances and everything that's happening. So they laugh at me. They tell me I'm the most introverted extrovert they've ever seen in their entire lives. And I was like, that's kind of an oxymoron. They're like, well, you're kind of an oxymoron. So that makes sense. But yeah, that's kind of how I do life, even when it's in stores. Now, like yesterday, I had to run into Walmart. I don't know if it was the weather or what was happening, but it was an odd day in Walmart. It was just a lot of interesting people,
Every day is a weird day in Walmart.
Yesterday in particular was odd. I mean, there were a lot of people. It was very, very crowded. So I don't know if the weather or something was playing havoc or what. This is my favorite time of year to watch people get dressed and go outside. Because here's the thing. I know where my comfort level is. And if your comfort level is way higher than mine, that's cool. But not all of us should wear the summer outfits that we choose to. And I, if you've got the confidence to do it, you rock it. You rock it. I do not have the confidence to do it. Looking around the store yesterday, I was like, nope. This is we're officially in summer now. Yep. Okay. Here we go. There was an elderly gentleman in there with no shirt on. I don't know how he got through the doors. I don't know if they just weren't watching.
Shoes and shirts. That's supposed to be the deal breaker, right?
It's important. He had his jammy pants on, but they weren't really covering much. They were pretty low slung on the waist, and he was shuffling around in his slippers. So that was a little interesting. You know, it was one of those days at Walmart.
I know exactly what you're saying. I'm going to throw my wife under the bus. There was a time over the weekend where we were in a store, and she came out and she was talking about somebody that was wearing a pair of Daisy Dukes.
Oh, I saw a lot of those yesterday.
Really should not be wearing Daisy Dukes. I mean...
Yes. These are things that happen. And again, if you've got the confidence to rock them, I say go for it. I mean, go for it. Yeah. I do not have that kind of confidence. So maybe I'm a little half jealous and a little half envious all at the same time.
It's all about bravery. How brave you are.
It truly is. And there was a lot showing yesterday. That's all I'm going to say at the Walmart when I was doing a little shopping. It was one of those days where you go in and you already, when you walk in, you look at the lines and you're like, oh, everything's backed up. The self-checkouts are backed up.
Because there's two checkout lanes open
in the whole store, they had everything open.
Really?
They had four or five checkout lanes with actual humans, and then they had all of their self-checks open, and everything was swamped. There were lines everywhere. So I looked over at that. It was one of those days you put your blinders on, right? So I scoped that out. I'm like, oh, it's going to be one of those days. Then I looked forward immediately, and I was like, no, it is definitely one of those days. So blinders went on. I'm like, okay, let's go get the strawberry. Strawberry, 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 strawberries.
Focus.
All right, nobody get my way. Strawberries in the cart. Then it was kind of like, okay, mini cucumbers. Let's go get those. Oh, gosh, there's people in my way. Oh, now I got to wait. You know, and you're just trying not to look around because I don't want to be that person who's automatically coming up with opinions about people just based on how things are going in Walmart, because I know I've not always been my best in Walmart either. And I'm not going to say I don't walk around in my jammy pants in Walmart once in a while, because at least they're pulled up, though. You aren't seeing the butt crack when I'm walking around in my jammy pants in Walmart. That was happening some yesterday as well.
That's always happening.
Blinders on, just got my stuff in and out in about 10 minutes. And I didn't interact with anybody. I just got my stuff, waited in my checkout, got out, and then I breathed a big sigh of relief because I made it.
Put your blinders on to everybody else's personal decorum. You know,
we'll just ignore. You know, it's going to be one of those days when you pull into the Walmart parking lot and you're parked clear out where people do like drop offs and like, you know, changing of where they have to exchange something or they're picking somebody up or whatever it might be, and just going to leave the car parked out there. You know, it's going to be one of those days when you're parked out there and you have to track your way in. So, that was pretty much how it went.
I feel your pain. And aren't there days where you just don't care? I mean, there are days where, you know, I usually, if I'm going to go out in public, I like to at least look like I'm not strung out on some kind of methamphetamine
or
something.
Oh, I've had my day. I've had my days, yes.
Right. But we all have those days where it's just I just don't care. I just don't care.
And yesterday was kind of one of those days for me, which is why I was trying not to be judgmental of anybody else, you know, because I was like, all right, you rock those two short of shorts. It's fine. You wear your pajama pants down below your butt crack. It's fine.
We all try to do that. We're all trying to be decent human beings, right? But some things you just cannot unsee.
You can't.
You
it's
see
like
them,
a train
you
wreck.
Can't unsee them.
It's like a train wreck where you have to keep watching.
It's like the large older man wearing a Speedo on a beach, you know?
Speaking of which, I know we got to wrap up here. I got to see a little portion of that. Now, he wasn't a large older man, but he was definitely an elderly gentleman. And this weekend out at Devil's Lake, he was rocking his straw cowboy hat. He was probably in his late 70s, early 80s, bright turquoise Speedo on, just his sandals and a walking stick. And I looked at Corey and I was like, what is happening? And Corey goes, I don't know. He goes, I like it. He goes, more power to him. And I'm,
you go for it.
Right? Exactly. Went down and went into the shade. He had like a little cabana set up with a lawn chair. He had a glass of wine in his non-walking hand, and I was like, all right, yeah, we're gonna do this out at Devil's Lake. I love it. So there you go. Oh my goodness.
Go with your gut. Literally.
Who cares what the rest of us think at that point? Taking a look at our forecast right now. Some thunderstorms likely today. We could see a few strong to severe storms late this afternoon into this evening. And we're talking about some hail, some straight line wind gusts, maybe even a few tornadoes in areas later this afternoon into tonight. Now, you want to stay weather aware today because some of these storms could develop very, very quickly. Of course, we're going to keep you updated on all the latest here at Max FM. And if anything should happen, we will, of course, break in to let you know exactly where things are, how they're progressing, and what you can expect. We're looking for a high today of 76. Right now, it is 62.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million-dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stunt performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. That's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
The Real Estate Brokerage Network, built for a new era in real estate. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Local Realty is ready to connect you with your forever agent. One of the most highly respected worldwide home ownership services has offices in your community, including Wisconsin Dells and Reedsburg. Visit with Berkshire Hathaway Local Realty licensed professionals June 20th from 5 to 7 at their new Reedsburg location at the office, 2560 East Main Street. Go to bhhslocalrealty.com for more.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
It's 8:34 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully your Tuesday is going well so far. It's Van Halen now. Why Can't This Be Love on 99.7 Max FM.
inside every time we touch. Hey, I don't know, but tell me where to begin, 'cause I never ever felt so much. Hey, and I can't recall getting love at all. Oh, baby, this goes a long way. It's got what it takes, so tell me why can't this be love? Straight from my heart, oh, tell me why can't this be love? I tell myself, hey, only fools rush in. Only time will tell if we stand the test of time. Oh, I know you've got to run to.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:37 right now. And Finn, if you've done any driving in the big cities, and we're talking like New York, LA, even Chicago, right? You know that there are a lot of lousy, annoying drivers, but it could be a lot worse. They could actually be deadly drivers. And a new Forbes study looked at the states with the worst drivers, the dangerous ones that have driven recklessly while either drunk, drowsy, or even distracted, and have been involved in fatal car accidents. And that's happening more on the wide open roads of middle America. Quite interesting. They crunched all the data. New Mexico tops the list of states with the worst drivers. Wyoming is second, followed by Texas, then Oklahoma, Montana, Louisiana, Kentucky, Kansas, Mississippi, and Missouri. Now, you got to wonder if that's simply because there's not as much traffic. They think they can get away with maybe a little bit more.
Illinois drivers on that list?
No, Illinois
all?
Actually. Did okay, and we'll talk about the states around us here in just a moment. But there's got to be a reason for it, right? Maybe they're just spending more time in the bars or something. I have no idea. But it is interesting. Mississippi has the highest total number of fatal car accidents. Montana has the highest number of drunk drivers involved in fatal crashes, and New Mexico has the highest number of fatal car accidents involving a distracted driver. The state with the best drivers, or at least the one with the least dangerous drivers, is Massachusetts. And six of the 10 best, which include New Hampshire, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, are in the Northeast. And you got to wonder if that's just because the roads are so jam-packed in some of those states that, you know, people are maybe a little bit more alert. Maybe they have different laws, maybe stricter laws kind of thing. I have no idea. But it's interesting. Now, I went through the list to see where we all kind of fall, you know, around us in this general part of the Midwest. Midwest. So here in Wisconsin, we're not doing too bad. We're actually ranked 30th on this particular list. Minnesota comes in at number 44. Then you mentioned Illinois. They're a little higher up there. They come in at number 24 on the list. Iowa, interestingly enough, comes in at number 31. So they're even doing better than we are here in Wisconsin. And, well, we've seen Iowa drivers.
When you drive that slow, you have less opportunities for, you know,
yes,
things going
wrong.
Yes,
this is true. You cause a lot of accidents.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you cause a lot of accidents behind you because you're turning in front of people, you don't realize it, or you're going too slowly. Yes, these are things that legitimately happen. Hey, I grew up in South Dakota where Sioux Falls was the big city, and people from Iowa came all the time to do their shopping. And I'm not kidding you. If somebody cut in front of you, or if they went from like the far outside lane to make a left turn, you, without even looking at the license, you'd be like, I bet you they have Iowa plates. And nine times out of ten, they had Iowa plates.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, these are legit gripes that we had in the big city of Sioux Falls. You know, it wasn't even that big of a city. Michigan comes in at number 34 on this particular list. And speaking of growing up in South Dakota, they're number 14th on the list. So right up there in the top of the states that have some of the worst drivers. I mean, I get it, though. You live in South Dakota. You grab your phone because you're on these open roads. Sometimes you're not going to really see any traffic, and you're going to get yourself probably into a little bit of trouble because you're not going to be paying attention. And so that, to me, that totally checks out. Just growing up in South Dakota, knowing what the road systems are like, everything is straight too. So you take it kind of for granted, right? That, oh, there might be a curve coming up in the road, because it's very rare that you find a curve in a road in South Dakota. And I say that kind of facetiously, but really not, because everything is very, very straight. So I can understand why some of these more middle of the country, Midwestern towns might be having a few issues on the roads, just growing up in South Dakota, knowing that they come in at number 14.
Sure.
So just be careful out there, people. No distracted driving. We've heard over and over, we like our adult beverages here in Wisconsin. Grab yourself a ride. There's Ubers if you need one. If you're in, you know, around here, you got a bar buddy that's going to help you out. You know, grab a friend who makes somebody the DD for the night. Put the phones down. Do all of that kind of stuff, because it's important, and it's not only your safety, but maybe the safety of somebody else's.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe in this day and age of where, you know, there's all these campaigns for don't drive drunk, don't, you know, put the phones down. We still have to have these conversations. But sometimes we need those subtle reminders, right? We need just little subtle reminders to make sure we do those things.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it. It's by habit, because phones are kind of attached to us now. Sometimes we go in, we have an adult beverage or two, and we don't realize that maybe it hit us a little harder than we think. So sometimes it's, you know, it's not purposeful. It's just, you know, what it is. But we got to make better decisions.
Weekend coming up,
yes,
there's going to be a lot of people out on the highways, out on the roads. You know, just be safe.
There's going to be a lot of parties, a lot of get-togethers, people having some fun on a three-day weekend. So, yes, absolutely. Take it easy. Be safe. Call for a ride if you need one, and put the phones down. That's what we'll say. Yeah. And try to stick with the speed limit, right? Because, you know, the Iowa people are going to get in front of you anyway, and they're going to slow everything way down.
I haven't been able to be in a situation where I've been driving in a huge city like New York, or, you know, someplace like that.
I hear driving New York are arbitrary, by the way.
Yeah.
If you've driven in New York, everything is arbitrary. Find your horn and adhere to them, kind of, but everything is fairly arbitrary as far as rules in New York for driving go.
But I will say, I have never seen such insanity as when we were in Dublin. Those people are insane. I thought, oh my God, we're all going to get killed when we're in Ireland, because we were in Dublin for a few days. But no, wow. No, they're just so used to it. It's just
chaos.
Complete insanity. But
it's chaos on the roads. And I think that people just, you're right. I think they get very used to it, that they're just like zipping in and out. They have no, you know, they're like, ooh, it's a yellow, I can make this light. And you just go, because you don't want to be stuck behind the 900 cars, then get stuck at the light again. So,
right.
No, we've had our share of driving through cities, different sizes. New York a few years ago was the worst. Now, while we went over Christmas, we Ubered everywhere. But the first go around, we actually drove, and it was not fun. So there is that aspect of it. You know, we've driven in Chicago. Mm-hmm. We've done our gamut of the big cities.
Yeah.
If you can Uber and you have a way of doing so and you're willing to do that instead of driving yourself, especially in cities, we will probably never rent a car and drive again unless we want to go on some sort of out of the city kind of outing for the day.
It just makes it so much easier, you know?
All the ins, they know the outs, they know where to go, they know how to, you know, get around the traffic, all of that kind of stuff, and you can just sit back and relax because you don't know the area quite as well. So,
I've done my share of driving in Chicago. I've done my share of driving in Minneapolis, and
Minneapolis.
Not a huge fan. Yeah,
I gotta tell you, it was so funny when we moved here from Minneapolis. Every time we'd go to Madison, everybody'd say to us, "Oh, make sure you're out of there by rush hour. Make sure you get out of Madison by rush hour." Now we're used to Minneapolis rush hour, right? Where like you are stuck, just stuck. And sometimes people are trying to go too fast, so they create an accident in that stuck. They don't zipper merge correctly, so they create an accident. Then you're really stuck and you're not going anywhere. First time we were in Madison, traffic picked up a little bit, and I looked at the clock and I said to Corey, I said, "Is this rush hour?" He's like, "Guess so," because
you were seasoned vets by that time.
We were. You learn a lot driving in Minneapolis traffic because there is something special about it, especially about 3 o'clock in the summer on a Friday afternoon. You want to be out of all sorts of traffic, or you want to take the back ways because everybody's trying to get up north to the lakes and to the cabins, right? So you want to be out of the city in the summer by about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Sundays on the interstate, especially all the traffic coming from up north back into the city. You want to be off the highways and off the interstates by at least noon because it is bumper to bumper and you are not going anywhere. Or you got to learn how to take those back roads because it's way faster. You know, usually back roads not as fast as an interstate. Not in that case. Then you're going to actually make some time. It's pretty ridiculous, actually. But so everybody be careful out there. That's the moral of the story.
And sometimes it's nice to take those back roads anyway because they're much more scenic, you know?
Yeah, you get to see some cool stuff, you know? And in Minneapolis, everything's a suburb. So it's like, ooh, one suburb, here's another suburb. Did the suburb actually end? Because now we're in a new one kind of thing. So you get to see a lot of stuff and realize that, you know, ooh, there's a new shop I could go to. There's this, did you know this restaurant existed? I mean, it's all that kind of stuff. So it's always a good time. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Vin. Looks like we could see some strong to severe storms later today. Sean Cable's going to fill you in with all of the details here in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports next on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
The Brewers coughed up a late lead and fell to the Miami Marlins 3-2 in 10 innings in their series opener last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Josh Bell singled home the game winner with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th. As the Marlins won for the fifth time in the last six games, Andrew Montecerio had two of the Brewers' four hits, including a home run. Milwaukee Admirals knocked off Grand Rapids 5-2 in the AHL Central Division playoffs, drawing that best-of-five series even at a game apiece. The win for the Admirals, their fourth in the last five games, and snapped a seven-game losing streak to the Griffins in the postseason. NHL playoffs, Edmonton held off Vancouver 3-2 to advance to the Western Conference Finals against Dallas. Packers opened OTA workouts on Monday. They're scheduled to practice again today. And Greenfield native Brandon Podziemski was named to the NBA's All-Rookie First Team on Monday. He averaged 9.2 points a game for Golden State last season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, straight-line wind gusts, even a few tornadoes possible later today into tonight. Be weather aware today. Storms could develop quickly, and they could be dangerous. High near 76. Storms will end late tonight. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, or play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
99.7.
Heaven is a place on earth. There's Belinda Carlisle, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:55 right now. And Finn, we have to do a little celebrating with our calendar days. Of course, those things that just help us get through, something we can look forward to before we get to the end of another week. So today is Dinosaur Day. Well, who doesn't love a good dinosaur, right? Whether it's a movie, whether it's going to a museum to see the skeleton of a dinosaur, we celebrate the large extinct reptiles today. Now, scientists believe they first appeared about 245 million years ago at the beginning of the Middle Triassic epoch and existed for about 180 million years. They went extinct, they think, about 66 million years ago. So there you go. There's some really great science museums in the upper Midwest where you can see some really cool dinosaur skeletons. They're some of my favorites.
Were your boys into dinosaurs when they were younger?
Not overly, but they thought they were cool. I mean, they weren't like dinosaur fanatics, but they definitely thought that they were really, really cool. I mean, Dexter kind of was. He was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan, so maybe a little bit of a dinosaur. Not quite, but that was about as close as we got as to being a fanatic about something like that. Today is also, I love this, I need a patch for that day. Thomas and Ruth Roy of Wellcat Holidays created this one as a explaining it by saying they have patches for nicotine and they have patches for heart patients. How about a patch for runny noses or even bad hair? So this is an interpretation of the day. Seems a little silly, but you know, since the Roys created the day and they were kind of the masters at this and, you know, giving Hallmark more money essentially, their ambiguous meaning behind it this is basically just a way to observe it. It's a day for thinking of all of the ailments you have and things that you'd like to improve about yourself and where you currently don't have a patch to just fix those right up. So there you go. I need a patch for that day is today. Now, the older you get, you'd be covered in head to toe, right?
Well, like, yeah, exactly.
You'd have a patch on like every limb, every joint,
my
every
back,
body part.
My ankles,
exactly.
My knees.
Exactly. Yeah. Every single part. Today is also National Memo Day. Well, nobody likes to get a great memo, because that means usually more work, especially if you're at the office. It's also National Waiters and Waitresses Day. Of course, we're talking about our wait staff every time we go out. And we know that they're not always treated kindly. We know that some people don't love to tip, but, they're just trying to make a living, too. So let's make sure we respect them and give them, they give us usually great service. So I think we need to reciprocate with our tips and things like that. Yeah. Remember, they're usually working for below minimum wage at a lot of places because the restaurants factor in the tips as part of their actual wage. So so whatever we can do, especially
treat
if
them
they've
nice.
Given if they've given you really good service, it's important stuff. And then of course we like to talk about our good food ones. Today is International Tea Day. Every once in a while I become a tea drinker. I have to add a lot of honey and things to make it actually taste like something, but every now and then I become a tea drinker. And then finally it's National Strawberries and Cream Day today. That's one I can definitely get behind. Who doesn't love fresh strawberries with some cream, especially if it's like an angel food or pound cake is involved, Finn?
Shortcake. Oh, good stuff.
Oh, so, so yummy. So enjoy those strawberries, enjoy those cream, or I just gave you a dessert idea for Memorial Day weekend, one of the two. But make it happen, because, you know, when you go to the stores and you get those strawberries right now, because I know it's a little early to pick our own around here. We're still a few weeks away from that, especially with all the moisture we've had. The strawberries are really, really delicious. So, and you can make your own sauces, and it's so, so, so yummy. So yummy. One of our favorite desserts around here on Goose Poop Pond in the summer, especially my husband's. He is a huge strawberry shortcake fan. Yeah. Now, taking a look at the forecast right now, it looks like these thunderstorms are going to continue through today. A few could be strong to severe, especially late this afternoon into this evening. We want you to stay weather aware today, because we're talking hail, straight line wind gusts, maybe even a few tornadoes in areas. We could see that this afternoon into this evening. Now, these storms could develop rather quickly, which is, again, why we also want you to stay weather